So kuyisika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Wola mungela ngenjabulo ku Studio 7 ngolesihlanu mhla ka 12 kuNtulikazi 2024 ku Gifts Dube. Yendabeni zethu lamhlanje. Uthaphazwa ngaziwori olilunga ledali lePhalamende. Watunjwa ngamapolisa esida esephanyeke udaba lolwemthethwandaba esithi kumele ahlawulwe ngamapolisa la.
Ikakhulu ebantwaneni besikolo kunzima sibili lakobomama ngoba omama sebeze besithi omama abancane beze befisa ukuthi bephile enye impilo yokuthi nezinye indlela zokudinga imali.
Izakhamizi zewange zikhala ngendlala esihlasele abantwana.
Okwenzakala eZimbabwe kwamanje kuqhubeka kokubusa kwamasotsha webutho asese yiwaqondisa uhulumende ukuthi ayiyenza so, ayikhona ngalapha, ayikhona ngalapha.
Abaphikisayo bathi sebethwele nzima eZimbabwe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umlumzana Tabu Takutswa ngaziwore watunjwa ngamapolisa ensida nyakenye amphosela emoteni amtshaya kabuhlungu njalo wahlatshwa ijekiseni engaziwayo usefuna ukuhlawulwa inkulungwane ezilikhulu lamajumi amahlanu amadola emelika 150,000 United States dollars. Ungaziwore olilunga ledale lepharlamente ekubandla le-CCC wakhululwa izigqoko kulandela uthunjwa kwakhe wavala amehlo ngamasaka ngabacetshengelwa ukuba babesebenza lohulumende webandla leZANU-PF. Wahlala esibhedlela okwesikhathi eside eselatshwa izilonda abalazo kulandela ukuthunjwa kwakhe. Zedlulekele ukuxhuma isikhulumeli samapolisa uCommissioner Paul Nyati obengaphenduli umakhalekhukhwini wakhe.
The Voice of America.
Umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa, umongameli Mokgweetsi Masisi, lomongameli Philip Nyusi wakwele Mozambique, namhla balobelane isivumelwano sokwakha isitishi semikhumbi eseTechnopanine Waterport. Phansi kwesivumelwano lesi kuzalungiswa injanji ezaxhumanisa amazwe omathathu okuzathwala khona impahla etshiyeneyo. Kunenge ukhangelelwe ukuba kuzathwala izitimela phakathi kwamazwe la ngokuya kwesikhathi. Uza sihlaziye udaba lolu siqoqele umnumzana Angus Jones Wanda, umqondisi we-Africa Technologies.
Kuzanceda ukuthi labahambisa impahla zisuke eBotswana zisuke eMozambique kumbe zisuke eMozambique zisize eZimbabwe kube lula ukuthi sihambise impahla zethu. Labantu njalo nxa befuna ukuhamba ngoba kahle kahle sasingabantu bani kungakaze kwabuya iBerlin conference eyafika yasehlukanisa.
Ye kodwa siyabona kule Beira corridor kona manje naleyana ukuthi kuthola amafutha epetulo. Kambe ukuthi kuyasinceda yini kona kusukuthatha iBeira ubuya eZimbabwe?
Ye kuyasinceda kakhulu ngoba alubana ibingekho iBeira corridor tethu asingakhohlwa ukuthi iZimbabwe si-landlocked asila access to ulwandle leBotswana laye ngokufanayo. Ukuze ihambise impahla zayo zisiye eNtshonalanga kumele iqale idlule eNamibia. Ukuze ihambise impahla zayo zisiye eChina ngapha Mpumalanga kumele iqume eZimbabwe leMozambique. So kuzanceda futhi ukuthi iBeira corridor liyana layo ibe lokungezeleleka kwetraffic okuzayenza ukuthi kube lomsebenzi. Kanti njalo indaba yamafutha kwalubana yayingekho iBeira corridor ngaba silenkinga ezinkulu.
Lo ngumnumzana Angiston Spanda, umqondisi we-Africa Technologies obexoxa le-Studio 7 ekobulawayo. Abesifazane esigabeni sakwaMvuthu eWange bakhala ngendlala ikakhulu ebantwaneni asebehamba ezikolo belambile. Kubika uNokuthaba Dlamini.
Amakhosikazi la athi akulanhlelo zenhlanganiso ezizimeleyo zokunika abantu ukudla njalo lohlangothi lukahulumende olwe social welfare kaluphathise zonke izakhamizi omunye wabakhala ngendlala ngonkosikazi Shamiso Mpofu.
Ikakhulu abantwaneni besikolo kunzima sibili la kobomama ngoba omama sebeze besithi omama abancane beze befisa ukuthi bephile inye impilo yokuthi ngezinye indlela zokudinga imali ezingekho right bezifaka ku risk ngenxa yomumo khona ngoba kubi phandle la.
Unkosikazi Dina Maseko oleminyaka yokuzalwa engamachumi ayisikhombisa ohlala esigabeni sendlovu layo ukhala ngendlala.
Le indlala esilapha lonyaka isinkulu kakhulu sake sayibona ngo-2008 but yayingcono yayinjengale esidwekane layo kathesi.
Unkosikazi Maseko uthi indlala le isiphazamisa abantwana esikolo.
Abantwana bayahawula kakhulu besiye esikolo. Kumele bahambe bedlile bethwele imphako konke lokho kabakutholi.
Unkosikazi Margaret Nyoni we BH23 laye uthi sokunzima ukondla abantwana ngenxa yendlala.
Kubuhlungu lo kuhulumende ngayo yasixawukela. Kanti sisabuya saphiwa amabele nunu ahamba hawula kuthuli kathesi. Imali yokuthi uyebhadala esikolo, imali yokuthi uthenge impuphu, imali yokuthi uziphilise ka umntwana uyawatsha ekuseni uyadla ufuna uthwala umphako kakukho akuloku khona.
Kunyanga edluleyo izakhamizi lezi zithi zaholiswa engcosana yomumbu ama 7.5 kilograms umuntu ngamunye. Kodwa lolu hlelo lwalungagoqeli zonke izakhamizi. Uhulumende uthi abantu abafika izigidi phose ezilichumi 9 million badinga ukudla ngenxa yendlala ebangelwe yisikhudumezi somkhathi ese-El Nino esenza kungani kuhle izulu ngesikhathi sokulima amabele. Kusenjalo umphathi ntambo ohlangothi lwezemfundo umnumzana Thore Raimoyo ubike ukuba kusukela kuviki ezayo uhulumende uzabela izikolo ukudla okuzaphekelwa abafundi ngenhloso yokwehlisa izinga lephango elihlasela abafundi ezikolweni zonke zikahulumende. Umoyo uthi baphiwa luhlangothi lwezokulima isilinganiso samathani afika phose inkulungwane 900 tons kukhangelelwe ukuba bazaphekelwa nsuku zonke. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikomvuthu nginguNokuthaba Dlamini.
Abasola umbuso wezanuphephathi ubotshwa madlana kwamalunga amabandla aphikisayo kuveza sobala ukuthi umongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa uzimisele ugxilisa umbuso wengcindezelo kulokuthi ahloniphe amalungelo oluntu lentando kaZulu, kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Wathi engena embusweni ngomnyaka ka-2017 ngemva kokugwenqulwa kukamuyi uRobert Mugabe libutho, uMnangagwa wathembisa ukuba ngumbusi olalelayo njalo ohlonipha intando yabaningi, idemokhrasi esithi ilizwi labantu lilizwi likaNkulunkulu. Wakuveza sobala ukuthi wayejonge ukuzehlukanisa loMgabe owayesaziwa ngodlakela kumabandla aphikisayo labalwela amalungelo oluntu. Kodwa abanye bathi ukubotshwa mahlayana kwabantu abagoqela osaphethe isikhundla somkhokheli welinye lamacele e-Citizens Coalition for Change umnumzana Jameson Timba lamalunga ebandla lakhe angamachumi phose ayisishiyagalombili 78 kukhomba ukuthi uMnangagwa loMgabe zimbila zantabanye. UThimba labanye bakhe sebefikisa inyanga egcweleyo bevalele entulongweni. Ngemva kokubotshwa besendlini kaThimba benanza usuku lwe-Day of the African Child ngenyanga edluleyo besethiswa icala lokuqoqa uDlakela okulicala abalandulayo. Ingcweti kezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso yeZimbabwe Democracy Institute umnumzana Bekezela Gumbo uthi ukungenela kwebutho kundaba zembusazwe yikho okwenza uhulumende kaMnangagwa eqhubeke ngokwethusela abantu lokubahlukuluza.
Okwenzakala eZimbabwe kwamanje kuqhubeka kokubusa kwamasotsha kwebutho ngasese yiwaqondisa uhulumende ukuthi ayiyenza so, hayikhona ngalapha, hayikhona ngalapha.
Amazwi kaGumbo agcizelelwe ligqwetha elwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana David Maseko yena othi uhulumende usebenzisa imithetho efana lowe-Maintenance of Peace and Order Act MOPA ukuvimba imihlangano yamabandla aphikisayo lenkululeko kaZulu.
Ungakhayela uJameson Timba wabotshwa besendlini ele yiyo esikhiweni esithi yi-private residence.
Onwela amalungelo oluntu umnumzana Charles Nyoni owasebenza kakhulu lo mnumzana Itai Zamara owathunjwa wanyamalala ngokuphela ngesikhathi sikaMgabe uthi idlela uhulumende aqina ngayo ukuthi wethule umthetho olawula ukusebenza kwenhlanganiso ezimeleyo owe private voluntary organization bill kutshengisa ukuba ufuna ukwephula amalungelo abantu.
Singakhangelisisa kusukisela uhulumende eqalisa ukubusa lapha abayenza khona ikhu yabo, uMnangagwa waqalisa ngokuvala isikhala esingasithi yi-civil space.
Ingcitshi kwezombusazwe esebenza le-University of Zimbabwe, uMnumzana John Dube, uthi uhulumende kaMnangagwa walisa abantu ukutshengisela emgwaqweni ngoba wesaba ukuthi bengamvukela ngezizathu ezijeneyo ezigoqela ukudilika komnotho.
Wayazi bengaprotesta bengamukhipha esikhundleni sakhe ngoba athesinto vele ziwomile i-economy inzima.
Unkosikazi Nomalanga Ncube ohlaziya ezombusazwe esebenza nenhlanganiso ye-Accountability Lab laye ulombono ofanayo.
Kulama insecurities ngenxa yokuthi ungakhangela ukuthi othimba babotshwe lentsha. I-Gen Z eKenya ivungamisile yangena estradeni bathi asifuni lokhu lalokhuyana sofuna umthetho othile.
Kodwa abebandla leZANU-PF bathi umbuso kaMnangagwa uhlonipha intando kaZulu. Omunye wabo ngumnumzana Mabutho Moyo okuCentral Committee yaleli bandla.
Amaphupho pheceleze esingathi i-vision alayo ngelizwe leZimbabwe akumelanga iphanjaniswe.
Osebenza kugatsha lukahulumende lizokukhitshwa kwembiko, umnumzana Richard Mahomva uvumelane nomoyo. Inhlanganiso ekhankasela amalungelo oluntu emhlabeni jikelele e-Human Rights Watch ithi abakhokheli be-SADC kumele bakhuze uhulumende kaMnangagwa phezu kokwephula amalungelo abantu. Ithi ukukhahlanyezwa kwaZulu sokufike kuzinga elibi phambilini komhlangano walumanyano ozaqhutshelwa eHarare mhlaka 17 ngoNcwabakazi. UMnangagwa uthi abamabandla aphikisayo bayabotshwa ngoba beqoqa udlakela ngesikhathi somhlangano we-SADC lo. UMnangagwa usanda kwazisa ukuthi uzasuka embusweni ngo-2028 lapho azaphutha khona amahlandla akhe amabili okubusa avunyelwa isisekelo sombuso welizwe i-constitution. Kodwa abanye bathi abathembi ukuthi uqinisile ngoba ekhanya elesifiso sokuqhelisa umbuso wakhe. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngimlondolozi Ndlovu.
Ngesikhathi senguquko kungacaci kahle okwenzakala emhlabeni, esikuzwayo kungayisikho esikubonayo. Sidinga iqiniso. Sitshelwa izindaba ezingaphelelanga, silahlekelwe liqiniso. Ngesikhathi sohlupho, amaphupho ethu, ithemba lezifiso zekusasa enhle kwenzakala uma abezindaba bekhululekile. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela izindaba ezitholwa ngokuzinikela okuphezulu. Sichumanisa abantu ngokubethulela iqiniso. Umsakazo we-Voice of America silethulela okwenzakalayo njengoba kunjalo.
Usuze njenjerayi umlingisi obesaziwa ngegama elithi Mayirwizi kumabona kude ungcwatshwe namhla eHarare. Bekunabantu abaningi abavalelise eWarren Hill Cemetery abancome imisebenzi yakhe yayikumabona kude lapho ayilingisa lo Saphirio Matsikatire kumbe uMkadoda kudrama series yayilesihloko esithi Mkadoda Family. Wezi patalene leze Melika.
Umongameli wele Melika umnumzana Joe Biden uyala ukudedela omunye njengokukhuthazwa ngabanye abakhokheli bebandla lakhe kulandela ungaqhubi kuhle kwezinye izigaba zingxoxompikiswano ayenze lo Donald Trump ngenyanga edluleyo. Nxa uBiden engangenanga kukhetho emele ibandla lamaDemocrats, ngubani ozangena? Intatheli zindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns ukhangela ukuthi ngubani ongathatha lesi sikhundla. Umongameli Joe Biden uthi ungena kukhetho lolungenhloso yokunqoba.
I think I'm the most qualified person to run for president.
Ngibona sengathi yimi ngedwa engingenelisa ukuncintisa kukhetho lukamongameli.
Kulandela ungaqhubi kuhle kwakhe ukungxoxompikiswana ngenyanga edluleyo, abanye abakhokheli bebandla sebekhuthaza uBiden ukuthi adedele omunye kusikhundla sozamela amaDemocrats kukhetho lukamongameli. Umqondisi we-University of Virginia Center for Politics uMnumzana Larry Sabato uthi kulandela ukuqhutshwa kokhetho lwama-primaries ibandla lama-Democrats alingeke limsuse esikhundleni lesi.
There is only one way for a nominee to be removed, and that is for the nominee to decide not to run before the convention, to open it up, to let
akula enye indlela yokukhipha okhethwe ukumela ibandla kukhetho ngaphandle kokuthi yena athi akasenelisi ukuncintisa kungakaqhutshwa umhlangano weconvention.
Nxa uBiden engachiya lesisikhundla, umsekeli wakhe uKamala Harris nguye ongasithatha. UHarris uthi uBiden nguye owakhethwa libandla njalo usetshengise ukwethembeka ngendlela etshiyene lekaTrump osowehlukana lowayengumsekeli wakhe uMike Pence.
Note, between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, only one candidate on that stage has the endorsement of his own vice president.
Phakathi kukaJoe Biden loDonald Trump, kulo yedwa kuphela usekelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli amkhethayo uJoe Biden.
UHarris engamela ibandla lamademocrats kulolu khetho ulakho ukuphatisa ngokuletha abavoti abangelacele ukutsho usikhwicamfundo Christian Gross o University of South California.
The one thing with Kamala Harris that I think makes her a little bit more electable than Biden right now, so if you look at the polling, there's more independents who are undecided about her, so she can persuade people.
Into eyodwa elakho ukwengeza amathuba okuvotelwa kukaKamala Harris kulo Biden ikuthi abangelacele abanengi abakathathi isinqumo sokuthi bengamvotela na, ngakho ulakho ukubancenga ngcono ukwedlula uBiden.
Omunye olakho ukuthatha isikhundla sokumela ama-Democrats ngu-Governor weCalifornia uMnumzana Gavin Newsom. Laye usekela uBiden njalo uvese lokhu ekhankasela ukukhethwa njalo kukamongameli eMichigan ngeviki edluleyo.
I care about, you know, results and outputs, and he's produced, and so
into eqakathekileyo kimi impumela, njalo impumela kaBiden isegcekeni. Angidingi umuntu olamandla, ngidinga umkhokheli oqotho.
UGovernor weMichigan uGretchen Whitmer ngomunye wabakhokheli okubikwa bengathatha isikhundla sikaBiden, laye ulokhu esekela umongameli. Unkosikazi Whitmer wakhethwa njalo kusigaba esiqakathekileyo kukhetho njalo ethandwa ngabaningi kubandla lamaDemocrats ngoba esekela inhlanganiso ezimela izisebenzi njalo ezama ukumisa udlakela lwezibhamu.
Week after week in America, we see grim, familiar headlines. Every place you can think of, every situation you can imagine has been shattered by gun violence.
Sibona indaba ezilocuku ezifanayo nsuku zonke lapha eMelika. Indawo zonke ongazicabanga sikhangelane loduwo lodlakela lwesibhamu.
UGovernor weKentucky uMnumzana Andy Bashe gaziwa kakhulu elizweni njengoNewsom loWhitmer, kodwa waziwa kakhulu esigabeni esisezansi elizwe esilabasekela abaningi ababandla lama-Republican. UGovernor weIllinois uJP Pritzker nguye ophatha umhlangano omkhulu walonyaka owama-Democrats oweconvention, njalo ule mali yakhe enela ukusebenza komkhankaso kamongameli ongaphuza ukuqala. Njalo kulo Michelle Obama ohlala esala ukungena kukhetho lukamongameli kodwa olokho ethandwa kakhulu ngabavoti abaningi. Ucwaningo lweReuters olokhetho ngeviki edlulileyo beliveza ukuthi uBiden loTrump bengathola amavoti alinganayo, kodwa uMichelle Obama enganqoba uTrump ngenani eliyisilinganiso esedlula ichumi ekhulwini, i-10%. USabato uthi akasoze ancintise.
She's much too smart after 8 years in the White House to want to go back, much less to be president.
Ukhaliphile, kangeke afuna ukubuyela eWhite House njengomongameli ngemva kokuba ngumkamongameli okweminyaka eyisishiyangalombili. Ngakho singakhuluma ngamabizo ubusuku bonke, kodwa okuqakathekileyo yikuthi ngubani ofuna ukungena kulesi sikhundla kumbe owenelisa ukuqoqa imali yomkhankaso njalo elethuba lokubumba iqembu elingathola usekelo lwabaningi kuconvention.
Nxa uBiden engaqhubeka ngokuncintisa, udaba lokuthi ngubani ongathatha isikhundla sakhe lulakho ukuqhubeka kuze kuye kuqhutshwa umhlangano weconvention yebandla lama-Democrats eChicago ngenyanga ezayo. Udaba lolu luqoqwe intatheli izindaba ye-VOA uScott Stearns lalethulela yimi uDaba Kancube oStudio 7.
Womanje sokusikhathi sokuzwa imibono yenu linabalaleli beStudio 7 elisithumela yona ngeWhatsApp.
Salubonani kuStudio 7, litshona njani basakazi labalaleli? Yeah, hayi, siyazizwa indaba leyo eyamaticha leyo. Hayi, ivele bona akusikuthi bayafundisa la maticha, bayazi ukuthi iMatabeleland yonke vele isemazweni bazofundisa abantwana bethu into engayisiyo, sibhadaliswa izimali nje kuphela. Akula lutho lutheni vele ukuthiwa umuntu usukela khona le maswingo esiza khona ngapha eMatabeleland. Bayazi with the rest is le bazothatha imali zethu nje kuphela. Mahara futhi uma ungazuye eGrace 7 wangkhona, abanye bangkhona abamazi what is your name. Manje ukuthi ngabantwana balabo uthi abafunda kodwa izimali zifuneka zonke ezinjalo. Nasibhadalele into esingaziyo nje abantwana bethu, and futhi vele bamoshakile right through.
Hey, Studio 7 njani basakazi bami, linjani? Siyaphila. Ngosurrender Dube esigabeni sakokheme ePlumtree ngaphansi kwasoduku uhandi moya. Ngicela mathakazi abahle, bathakazi bonke jikelele, asihlanganeni bathakazi, sibumbane sibe yinto eyodwa bathakazi abahle. Kanti sulibusa kanjani izwe sehlukene, kodwa abasempumalanga bahlangene, thina sigijima siyoxhasa ezinye izizwe zasempumalanga nawo ama-political pathways. Sikhona siyi-MRP sihlandeleni isixhase bathakazi abahle, sikwazi ukuziphatha. Kumanje sifundiswa ngesishona, sifundiswa ngayo yonke into, abantwana bebancane grade 0, ama-ministers ayakhuluma ayaxotshwa. Asihlanganeni bantu, inkululeko yethu ayibanjwanga ngabo ukufika komthakazi, ibanjwe yithi abakomthakazi ngokusapota abantu bokufika.
Siyabingelela, siyabonga, siyadana kakhulu, siyadumala ukuze abantu bakithi besifa indlala phezu kodwa kade kusaziwa i-government yezanu PF uthi ukudla kukho kulesomiso izulu alikho. Bona bahlulekile ukuthi bakhokhelele ilizwe ekulimeni iminyaka lokuthi bekwazi ukubeka imali bangakwazi ukuzidingela ukudla kwamanye amazwe. Into abayazi kwaleli mbusweni lokubopha ama-opposition kuphela.
Ye, linjani kuStudio 7? Hayi, mina ngiyaphila. Ngumfana wogodla womahlaba idolo komajiyampondo, ukhuluma esemzini omkhulu wakobulawayo la. Indaba le ekhona kwelakithi lapha ezigile ngamadlwane la, ungehlwe emakhaya le abantu basesililweni ngenxa yendlala le esibangelwa la yona lezigi esigcwele indawo yonke, ihlatshelwa ukuthi ingabonakali, ingasebenzi. Imali le isemafonini kuphela, njalo iholwa ngababili ngabathathu, ayisebenzi. Nanku phela iyafakazeka ezintweni ezingaphandle kwamabhoda, kayisebenzi. Khona izinto zivela khona ngani ngaphandle kwamabhoda? Emakhaya ngale abantu bathwele nzima, kuze ukuthi abangapha ezansi emaNdebeleni bancedwa lirandi ilo abalisebenzisayo. Angazi ukuthi engaka kula randi engaka kuyisimo bani. Umphathi lizwe lo angikhole ukuthi abamadvayizayo bamadvayizele eqinisweni ukuthi bafuna ukumgwenxa, kumbe laye nguye vele ofuna ukuzigwenxa. Hayi, Studio 7 kuyadaka lokho kwenziwa kwelakithi la.
Studio 7, salibonani linjani? Hayi, thina siyaphila, siyaphila Studio 7. Sibuhlunga labantu be-TCC lokho bebotshiwe lamanje, lokho besejele. Ngenkulumo kaGawuli le ebethi ethi yena abantu babotshiwe, babotshile, babathole belamacala. Kuhlunguza usizi kakhulu lokho okhunywa uGawuli, ngoba abantu abakulamacala ungajibhekisisa phakathi kwabo bona uGawuli lalabo abantu ababotshiwe. Ngobani abantu abakulamacala? Kathesi uGawuli wehluleka khona, uhluleka khona, bavotisile, bazivotisile bona labo Chabango bawina. Behluleka khona lokulungisa sona isitarada sona esiyi-one Gawuli. Ngobani umuntu ole-corruption okumele ukuthi ngawusejele wena lalabo abantu ababotshiweyo? Ngicane imbuzela uGawuli khona lokho ukuthi esiphendule khona lapho ukuthi ngubani umuntu okumele ngawusejele phakathi kwabo. Wehluleka khona ukulungisa isitarada esiyi-one, lokulungisa i-tailite eliyi-one. Imali lezi abazihola bazisa kuphi uGawuli? Lezi imali abaziphiwa ngi-government mani ukuthi belokhu bazisa kuphi? So entshele ukuthi ngubani umuntu okumele ukuthi ngawusejele phakathi kwakhe lalabo bantu, lalabo abantu ade bezama ukuthi futhi lalabo bantu ade bengayenzi leyo nto yena ucabanga ukuthi ade beyenza. So Gawuli, please, siyalicela, hloniphana abantu, kuzaliphelela lokho elikwenzayo.
Labo ngabanye babalaleli beStudio 7 besipha imibono yabo.
It was a Friday, my darling. Was a Friday.
Kuhlelo Woza Friday liviki sihamba lomculi werumba uAlpheus Moyo yena ozibiza ngegama lokuthi Mr. Donkey Piri emculweni ehamba leqembu lakhe legegema extra musica bephethe isingli yabo entsha nangexoxa lontungameli Nkomo weStudio 7.
Bonani ngisakazi ngiphuma elupani edandanda esigabeni sasedugema ngaphansi kwasobhuku uDibela Khumalo emculweni sokulesikhashana sibili mikhona le ingoma yami engilithumeleyo manje isingle track bengingahambi ngedwa bengihamba lomaqeda imbuzi ngithatha phansi le matopo kwelasebhasha ingoma elesihloko esithi uRasta ebhema imbanje engomeni zami esikhathini esiningi ngibabest emahlayeni ngifuna ukuthi abantu abane-stress ma bebona ingoma kaDonkey Piri behleke
uyazi mazibiza esenze nje mfana Donkey Piri ungikhumbuza kulwa mnyaka okwangisiza kuwo mfana uyazi sasuka kuyimi lolo kuzende nolo unasikeni lo usekabhesha Jiggy party,
Abanga tando kutenga umkulu wako kumbu kutumana lawe bakuthola njani.
Abanga bebefuna umsebenzi wami lapha ngiketha khona nanapha ngicula khona banthola ku 0664088011 0664088011 ku TikTok igama leqembu gegema esramsika umsebenzi salona then ku Facebook ngAlpheus Aristo Dewa.
Abalandeli ubachiyela wapha masi.
Ngiyabonga isupport abanginikeza yona kukati ke maduzani ngibathembisa isingle track enesihloko esithi wakhohliswa ngubani maduzani ekupheleni kwaAugust ngicabanga ukuthi ingoma engizayilontshela lapha engizalwa khona kithi eDandande eGegema mhla ka 31 August isihloko sayo sithi wakhohliswa ngubani ngiyabonga kakhulu umsakazi
uyazi uRasta walale bhemi mbanje ubuthi kubonke wabhemi mbanje uRasta azathi dake mbanje uyazi ukuthi ema kusise kuseni ilanga liphuma sekuthiwa betambululo kubandlezaluka ukanyani ukona wena awubonanga awubonanga isimanga sayenzakala nawo abantu baleli bebhenyisa imbanje ubuthi bonke endlini karasta sesiphumele kubandle kusela ngathi liphumile nkosi yami awu
Siyabonga kakhulu ke Donkey Piri sibulele ngembambo lapha walivalisa emoyeni ngenjabulo ngumthombo sithembayo uGibbs Dube lilale izukandaba lingakhohlwa i-live talk iyalandela khona manje.
Si
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.